Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Joining us now, GOP consultant, part of the Georgia Gang panelist. She is the wife of Kelvin King, who's running for U.S. Senate, but she's also the former deputy state director for the Georgia Republican Party. She is Janelle King, joining us here on The Morning Extra. Janelle, good morning, and thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, wow. A breath of fresh air. It feels so good to talk to you here on this Monday morning. Let's start big picture. I definitely want to allow you to expound on your husband's candidacy for U.S. Senate. So we'll get to that in a moment. But let's just start with the GOP and where they are right now. You know, there's so much going on as we head towards the midterms. And obviously, Donald Trump is going to be a player in the midterms. And he has the ability to upset the apple cart in a lot of different directions. But how much do you see, or when do you see, that he will start to tab candidates that he is going for or try to sway certain races in different directions? And how much can that upset the apple cart for Republicans?
You know what? So I'm not 100% sure as to when he plans to do things. You know, he is certainly someone who keeps his plan close to his chest. So I don't know that answer. But I will say that we do know that President Trump has a huge influence across the nation when it comes to the Republican Party. I think what is unique, though, is that we are all in a position where we have to make the decision as to whether or not, you know, we're going to be united or we're not. And I think we saw what happens when we're not united. And so as we're traveling around, we're seeing that one of the things that we certainly are all united on is that we are all against this, government takeover that's happening with the Biden administration. And we're also united on the fact that we want to make sure that we all have a society where we live in a society where we all can take care of our families, we can be safe, and we just live an overall good life. And I think that is why, you know, my husband's message is resonating and why we're just deciding to focus on that.
Is there a propensity that Trump could create a fracture within the Republican Party and almost divide them against the Democratic challengers in certain ways?
You know, I'm just one of those people that believe that we are all in control of what we do as individuals. And so I do think that, you know, obviously, if there are differences of thought, it can create fracturing. However, we are all individuals and we have to make our own decisions. And so I do think that because we are all understanding that we're under administration, the Biden administration, that is not looking out for our best interests. I believe that's what's going to unite, you know, at the end of the day. And honestly, this is the beauty of primaries, right, where you can all go out, make your case, and decide who's the best person for the job.
She is Janelle King, GOP consultant, Georgia Gang panelist, wife of Kelvin King, candidate for U.S. Senate. In reference to Brian Kemp, clearly he made his own decisions against Donald Trump, and he's paying the price for it. However, he released his first campaign ad right around the All-Star game, trying to remind Georgia and Georgians that he is the one fighting for, you know, the free, fair elections. His strategy, I thought, was well done at that point in time. I don't know how much he's going to ride it, but clearly he's going to be the guy who's telling everybody that he's one of the people fighting for election integrity. Is that a stance he can win on?
You know what? That is totally up to the voters, right? You know, it's funny because when we are on the trail and people ask us about all the different races, I most of the time I'm a little confused because we've been so focused on our race that we haven't really followed all the other races as much as closely. But I know we will at some point because we're voters as well. But I will say that I do think that, you know, there has been a lot of good that has come out of the state of Georgia in general, and it's a collective effort that has done that, and that's why we're able to, you know, we were kind of the first to open up, and thank God for our small businesses and that their ability to kind of work through adversity and push forward and be able to help sustain the economy. I think that's something to really, really look at and focus on. I can't really speak on everyone else's races because I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I do know that I have 100% faith in our voters, and that our voters are going to decide what is the best path for this state. You know, we've done that. I feel as though we've done that in the past. Obviously, this 2020 cycle has been an eye opener, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in 2022.
Hey, Janelle, this is Scott Rhino. I wanted to ask you, too. Vernon Jones bringing himself into this race with Brian Kemp, and we're talking about division and having Donald Trump backing certain candidates. How is that going to affect? Does that kind of hand over some of these votes to the Democratic Party, whoever decides to run for that Democratic governorship?
I don't think so. You know, one thing I will say is that, you know, one thing I love about Georgia politics and the Georgia grassroots in particular is that we are not, quote unquote, you know, swayed by a lot of just talk. You know, we are people who want to see action. And so this is the beauty of the grassroots, is that if you are running for office, no matter who you are, we want to see you come to our county, show up, be a part of our event, share your platform, make sure that you understand policy. You know, we kind of put the pressure on all the candidates, and I think that's really, really good. And I believe that's what's going to happen despite who comes into the race. I think that the grassroots is going to definitely speak up. If you look at the state convention, we had such a huge turnout of new voters who are just active and wanting to be active. And I think that just shows that we are all, you know, like I said, moving in the right direction. But most importantly, I have so much faith in the grassroots. I was born and bred out of the grassroots, and so I know that the impact and the power that we carry as voters.
She is Janelle King, GOP consultant, former state deputy director of the Georgia Republican Party, and wife of Kelvin King, who is running for U.S. Senate against Raphael Warnock. It is the Morning Extra. Download the Extra 106.3 app. Let's turn our attention to your husband's candidacy for U.S. Senate against Raphael Warnock. This is going to be a very contested Senate race and a seat that looks very vulnerable for Republicans to take back. It's also a field right now that is sort of being hung in the balance, waiting for Herschel Walker to decide if he's going to run. As you mentioned, you can only control what you can control, and you're doing your own thing. But what will the entrance of Herschel Walker into this race mean for your guys' campaign?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Honestly, because we were hearing rumors of him running from the very beginning, you know, and my husband definitely did his due diligence. He did reach out to Herschel to try to speak with him prior to announcing, and we didn't get a response back. However, we definitely have been moving forward, and our strategy is our strategy, whether he's in the race or not. And so I think that most importantly, we're focusing on that. So for us, it doesn't change our strategy, whether he jumps in the race or not. But one of the things that we are saying that is that we want to make sure that we put forth our plan and make sure that people understand where we're coming from. And Kelvin is, like I said, he's a United States Air Force Academy graduate. He is a proud veteran. He's a business owner. He is Georgia-born. He has all of the qualities that are necessary to defeat Raphael Warnock. And our goal is to make sure that though the voters here in Georgia understand that and that they put the person in that position that is best suited to defeat Warnock. You know, we definitely have a primary, and we're focusing on the primary as of right now, because that is, we have to overcome that in order to get to the general. But we also have a long game, and we understand that we want to make sure that we put the best person in the seat to win the general.
Again, Janelle King joining us. Kelly Loeffler is still name floating out there. You know, have you guys had any conversations with her? Do you see her as an ally of somebody? If she doesn't run again, where does she fit into this, in your opinion?
Well, we certainly would love to have her as an ally, and we love what she's doing with Greater Georgia. We did speak with her prior to announcing as well, and she made it very clear that she hadn't taken her name out of the hat, which is totally fine. And so, but she also said that, you know, she also encouraged us as well to make sure that we ran our race, and so we were happy for that. So, you know, we would love to have allies from all of those that were former senators or had ran before. But like I said, we don't have a strategy that is going to change regardless of whoever is in the race. You know, the focus of our campaign is preserving and protecting the American dream. You know, my husband was born to a 15-year-old mother, and a year after Roe v. Wade was passed. And then after that, you know, they moved to Cobb County due to some domestic violence and drug use. His father was removed from the home, and he was in a single-parent home. All the strikes, you would think, that were supposed to knock him down and set him out, whereas he was looking at it, he was facing it. yet he still graduated with honors from a heightened high school, still got an appointment to the Air Force Academy, served his country, and was able to build his business from scratch, from his bedroom, and then moved to the basement, and now we're in a 12,000-square-foot building with employees. And so if that's not the story of the American dream, I don't know what is. And we have to preserve and protect that. That is the only way that we can remain such a powerful country and provide so much opportunity, which is part of the tenets of my husband's campaign, which is freedom, opportunity, and American exceptionalism. We have to push that forward in order to be able to sustain as a country and as a whole. And so winning for Georgia is definitely winning for America, and that is where we're focused.
And final thought here, Janelle, on the campaign, you know, again, the primary coming up. What does the campaign trail look like for you guys? What's kind of the next steps in the process for you? Where will you be out and about? And how do you plan on meeting with the citizens of Georgia?
Absolutely. Well, we are, you know, obviously I know my husband very, very well, and I know how amazing he is and how many times he helped me with notes on the Georgia gang. And so I'm excited for everyone else to meet him. You know, obviously name recognition is the biggest focus right now for our campaign. And so we are working on a tour. We are working to get to the counties in the state. And so we're just going to get him in front of as many people as possible and make sure that they hear his message. The message has been resonating. Everywhere we've gone, we have been received. And I think because we understand that what we need more than anything else is a statesman. We also need a fighter. You get both of those, best of those both worlds with my husband, as well as we need someone who has a message that can unify us on all fronts without getting into the minutiae of things that divide us. Because we have to unify. There's no way we will win this election if we do not unify. We're in a great position. Warnock has given us more than enough to run against him. He's just, the things he stands for does not represent the state of Georgia. And that's what my husband is highlighting. And so, you know, Kelvin is the one to do it, and it's been resonating. So we're just going to continue to get him in front of as many people as possible while we're on the trail.
Well, hopefully he can swing through our studios here at the Battery, and we'll certainly love to sit down and talk with him on the campaign trail. She is Janelle King, GOP consultant, wife of Kelvin King, U.S. Senate candidate. We thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And if everybody can go to kelvinking.com, that would be wonderful. And let's win for America.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.